impossible. What else can I say? It was impossible and unthinkable and scandalous. Deadly. Though mostly impossible. But in that moment, my heart does not say that. My heart and my mouth say, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you say.
There is no way to even imagine Mary's emotions when she knew the child she would miraculously conceive, birth, and ultimately parent was the very Son of God.
I couldn't have been happier. I mean, I'm going back before the moment. My future husband had just paid my father a bride price. It wasn't much. Both of our families were poor. What mattered, the contract was complete. We were now legally contracted to get married a year from that day. I don't sleep much after that. I think of Joseph, what I know about him. Our village is small. There aren't a lot of secrets. He is well known to be righteous and dedicated to the Lord. He follows the law in the smallest details. He's quiet, Joseph. A thoughtful man. I wonder what we'll talk about at night. Our future. Where will we live? How will we afford to feed ourselves? What will our children look like? What will our children be like? How hard will it be to have children? Will we be like Abraham and Sarah, or Samuel's parents? They were very old when they had children. Or maybe we will have them quickly. Even thinking about it makes me... I kind of know the facts of life. And I've seen village women have a baby. But I have no personal knowledge. I am a virgin. A man has never so much as touched me. What will Joseph be like as he teaches me what I need to know? I have no answers, but the questions torture me. As the months go by, my life barely changes. I don't get to be with Joseph. I stay home, absolutely protected by my parents. Nothing changes. But one day, we get word that an older relative of mine, who is far past childbearing age, is miraculously pregnant. We're told that an angel Gabriel appeared to Elizabeth's husband in a dream and told him that they were going to have a baby boy. Soon after, she got pregnant. What a story! An angel to tell you that you're going to have a baby? Gabriel at that. And then there's shock when the angel's words come true. A blessing for sure. After all their years together, to finally have a child. I don't want to be like Elizabeth. I don't want to wait until I'm old to have children. I want Joseph and me to have a child right away. For us to conceive on the first night of our marriage would be dream come true. Like so many times before, my mother takes me to the village well to draw water and wash our clothes. I sit at the well. She looks to make sure there are no men nearby. This time of day is reserved for women, and there have never been any men there before, but my mother never takes chances. She checks, just to be certain. Then she walks over to talk to her friends, all of the women from the village. They huddle closely and discuss the detailed happenings of their lives. It's going to be a while. And then I hear a man's voice. A deep, rumbling man's voice. I freeze, terrified. Being alone with a man in a public place? No, that should not be. I want to shout to my mother. It's only been a few moments since she walked away. There's no chance that I'd be accused of wrongdoing. But no sound comes out of my mouth. Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. I can't even move. Don't be afraid. God favors you. You are going to conceive and have a son. And you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High God. He will take the throne of David, rule over the Israelites, and his kingdom will never end. It's an angel. The man is an angel. And this angel isn't talking about some future time after Joseph and I are married. He's talking about now. About me having a baby now. I can think of nothing to say except point out the obvious. How will this possibly happen? I am a virgin. The Holy Spirit will come on you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. The Holy Child that will be born to you will be named the Son of God. Silent. I'm absolutely silent. I have no way to process what the angel is telling me. And he continues, your cousin Elizabeth has conceived in her old age and is 6 months pregnant. With God, nothing is impossible. Impossible. That word echoes over and over in my brain. Impossible. But my heart and my mouth say, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you say. The next morning, I tell my mother the whole story. She's scared. Scared that I may be hallucinating. Scared that I will tell somebody and start a rumor, then a scandal. She didn't see an angel. She didn't hear anything at the well. During the night, nothing out of the ordinary. In her mind, nothing could have possibly happened. She says the word, impossible. My father comes in that evening. We meet as a family. I tell my story. Papa is like stone. I can't read him. Mama chimes in, tells him the impossibility of the story. Papa is motionless. We pray. We sit in silence. Finally, my father passes judgment. Tomorrow morning, take Mary to see Elizabeth in the hill country. You can watch over her there. Nobody will find it strange that you want to see for yourself that Elizabeth is miraculously pregnant. Return in 3 months when Elizabeth is due to have the baby. We will know what to do by then. In the morning, before anybody else is up, my mother and I begin walking to the hill country. It takes us more than a week. When we arrive in Elizabeth's hometown, we ask for directions to her house. Of course, everybody knows her and Zechariah, her husband. We stand outside for several minutes outside of her house, trying to decide exactly how to do this. And then my mother simply knocks on the door. We are welcomed in, and things go off the rails. Right in front of my poor, sweet mama. I greet Elizabeth. Things go crazy. She springs to her feet. Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit. Blessed are you among all women, and blessed is your baby. What is this that the mother of my Lord comes to me? When I heard your voice, my baby jumped in my womb. Blessed is she who believes the Lord will fulfill his promises to her. I didn't know if Elizabeth was talking about herself or about me, Mama in shock. Elizabeth saying I'm blessed because I'm pregnant. I break out in praise to God. I glorify him in all of his works. I thank him for blessing me. My soul glorifies the Lord. From now on, generations will call me blessed. His mercy extends to those who fear him. Impossible? Less so. For 3 months, Elizabeth and I praise God. We share our hopes for our futures and our babies. We may be far apart in age, but not in dreams. It is the most joyous time. We are both mothers. Mama, my sweet, fearful mama. For her, the 3 months drag on. It is obvious now. I am obviously 3 months pregnant. And it is time to go home to Nazareth and see my papa. And deal with it.